The Chinook pattern is one characteristic of El Nino winters. National Weather Service Alaska Climate Science and Services Manager Rick Toman describes the warm Pacific Ocean waters of El Nino as raging across the equatorial region.
This is one of the strongest El Ninos in our last 65 years when we have good records.
Despite its strength, Toman says El Nino impacts on North America have so far been minimal.
It turns out that the strongest links are actually in later in the winter, say after the new year.
Toman adds that El Nino can affect the path of Alaska weather systems.
Storm track more through the Gulf of Alaska and into the northern Gulf Coast. Some of the storms likely to track, say, towards Bristol Bay. Potential to leave southeast kind of out of that. Increased chances for more southerly flow aloft, which, of course, over most of the state would bring milder than average conditions.
That also means drier weather for areas in the lee of the Alaska Range, like the interior. But Toman cautions there's another factor in the mix, abnormally warm sea temperatures in eastern Pacific, a phenomenon known as the blob that can affect storms.
That warm water does add more moisture to the atmosphere. And even in the interior, if we do get a storm that comes out of the southwest, could potentially hold more moisture than it otherwise would because of these warmer than average sea surface temperatures.
Looking further out, Toman says odds point to a transition to La Nina conditions next fall and winter, a state that yields colder than normal weather.